When Vice President Kamala Harris holds a rally in Milwaukee this week, it will be her 7th visit to Wisconsin this year. As Anya Van Wagten-Donk reports, it's a stark contrast to 2016, when some Democrats thought their candidate took Wisconsin for granted.
Days after launching her presidential campaign last month, Vice President Kamala Harris could have held her first big public event anywhere. She went to the Milwaukee suburbs.
Thank you all. Thank you.
2 weeks later, she was in Eau Claire, this time as part of a swing state tour with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And she was clear about why she was back in Wisconsin.
The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
The frequency of Harris's Wisconsin visits and President Joe Biden's before her underscore the importance that Democrats are placing on the state. And it's a massive difference from 2016. That's the campaign cycle when then-Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton didn't come to Wisconsin at all. Sam Munger is a veteran Democratic policy advisor. He said Democrats learned a lasting lesson from that election.
There's become a sort of article of faith kind of chiseled somewhere on the tablet of Democratic commandments, thou shalt not forget Wisconsin, because of what happened with Hillary.
Wisconsin is part of the so-called Blue Wall. It's a fortress of battleground states that Democrats see as must win. And they remember when that wall crumbled on election night of 2016, says John Nichols, a progressive writer who's authored books on Wisconsin politics. He recalls watching election returns as Trump outperformed expectations in state after state.
Democrats, up to that point in 2016, they were saying, well, you know, wait for Wisconsin. Wisconsin will clean up a lot of this mess.
When Wisconsin went to Trump that year, Democrats were crushed. Today, that loss still influences the way they run campaigns. Wisconsin is a relatively small state in terms of electoral votes, but Nichols says a campaign that doesn't take the state seriously isn't playing to win.
Oddly, because Wisconsin is so frequently close, what that means is that if you do figure out Wisconsin, if you figure out how to campaign effectively in Wisconsin, you tip the balance.
In 2020, Biden narrowly defeated Trump. This year, the state is front and center again. On a recent windy Saturday in Milwaukee's Washington Park, Democrats hosted a gathering to connect with local voters. A couple dozen attendees ate mac and cheese and collard greens, and kids played cornhole on a set still painted with the Biden campaign logo. Nearby stood Jalia Jefferson, a Democratic Party organizer. Jefferson says the memory of losing in 2016 fuels a lot of volunteer work.
People, a lot of the times they come into the office and they say they want to get involved because they know that they could have done more in 2016 and then they saw the result of that.
That ground game has been building for years, according to Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
When it goes well, there's a real sense of like, we did that. You know, it might not have happened if we hadn't done everything we could.
And the pressure is also on for Republicans. They signaled their investment in winning Wisconsin by holding the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last month. Andrew Iverson is the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
If Democrats know they need to win Wisconsin, Republicans know they need to win Wisconsin. So it all comes down to this state.
Iverson said they're working to outperform in traditional Republican areas and to cut into Democratic margins in cities.
There isn't one or two areas that we can just fully focus on. We need to do well in every single corner of the state.
With less than 3 months before Election Day, both candidates are expected to crisscross Wisconsin at least a few more times. That includes this week. Smack in the middle of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Harris will make her 3rd visit to Wisconsin in less than a month, with a rally back in Milwaukee. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagten-Donk.